Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is Miranda Lambert's second album. Both debuted at number one on the country music charts. Part of this seemingly instant fame may have to do with Lambert's third-place finalist status on a season of TV's Nashville Star, the country music version of American Idol. But rock critic Ken Tucker thinks it's also because Miranda Lambert, still in her 20s, is just that good.
God knows I tried everything I could to stay inside tonight. But that boy's like a sore in your mouth that you just have to fight.
That song, Guilty In Here, arrives late in Miranda Lambert's sophomore album, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. It's the ninth of 11 tracks. The fact that the singer-songwriter felt free to bury such a terrific song is a measure of her confidence and cleverness. Guilty In Here is a fine example of modern country rock in its melody, and an even better example of old-fashioned country music lyric writing. Her central play on words, Is It Guilty In Here or Is It Me?, is a chorus both catchy and revelatory. Lambert wants you to think of her as a bad girl who'd like to find a nice guy. And another one of her lines, the good ones all got wedding rings and the young ones are just too dumb, may give heart to some nice middle-aged single men out there. For the rest of us, there's Lambert's wistful moodiness and her knack for describing small-town Texas life.
They say life is so much sweeter through the telephoto lens of fame. Around here you get just as much attention, cheering at the high school football game. I dreamed of going to Nashville.
Famous in a small town is like crossing John Mellencamp with the TV show Friday Night Lights. You believe Lambert grew up in Lindale, Texas, about 80 miles east of Dallas. You also believe she has a burning ambition and a hot temper. That's what the title song of her 2005 debut album, Kerosene, was all about. And it's what she confirms in the title song of this new one, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Jealous and ornery, she spits out fine, vindictive lines, including, to a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Bam.
It took me 5 bars, some 30 license plates. I saw her Mustang and my eyes filled up with rage. I brought my pistol, but I ain't some kind of fool. So I walked right in barehanded. She was on his arm while he was playing pool. Just like I used to do. She kissed him while I got a beer. She didn't think I'd show up here.
Miranda Lambert has a nice plaintive voice, a little like early period Barbara Mandrell. She's diminutive, pretty, and compact. Look at her quickly, and she resembles a country version of Kristen Chenoweth. Lambert's songs also suggest a rather cynical view of human nature. You might ascribe that to the fact that both her parents are private investigators, which may also have made young Miranda a good trained observer of human behavior and her surroundings, always invaluable for an artist. So is a sense of humor.
Quickie sack.
What few songs Miranda Lambert didn't write on this album are solid covers by female writers as good and various as Carlene Carter and Patti Griffin. She's not pursuing a one of the rednecks image the way another recent star, Gretchen Wilson, has. Her music owes more to a Texas counterculturalist like Willie Nelson than the Nashville establishment that's now embracing her. The best thing about Miranda Lambert is that you get the distinct feeling that even if she wasn't putting albums in at number one, she'd still be singing in a small club about loading a shotgun in preparation for meeting a cheating boyfriend, and saying, as she does in one song on this album, that little girls like her are made of gunpowder and lead.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Crazy Ex-Girlfriend by Miranda Lambert.